is Lil Ed of Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials, and I would like to wish you a very merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Yeah, is coming up next. WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
toko tinye.
Mama, ebe
ya yo muso, ye muso toko buna.
Mama, ebe ya yo tinye.
Pantalon dona ye muso ute valiye.
Mama, ebe ya
yo tinye. Muso kapu sali tinye fe.
are listening to Womb Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. Also, WRCT.org throughout the universe.
Recibí un mensaje de texto pidiéndome que apruebe una transferencia bancaria que no realicé. Seguramente tú también recibes mensajes como este. Gran parte de nuestras vidas está en Internet, desde el correo electrónico hasta la cuenta bancaria. A fin de asegurarme que mi información estaba protegida, visité el sitio web Secure Our World de CESA para aprender pasos sencillos para mantenerme segura en línea. Ahora sé cómo protegerme de los estafadores y tú también puedes aprender. Dirígete a CESA en cisa.gov/secureourworld para más consejos.
Stress may feel like a constant, and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke. But what if we focus on what we can control and turn those stressful minutes into our me time? Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
There you are, about to meet a gigantic being. There you are, about to meet a non-Western person, someone older than you perhaps, someone younger, someone hipper. There you are, in some suddenly unexpected reciprocal power play that you didn't wish for. Creepy to formal tire hand wrestling. Yeah, hi, it's Dr. Anomia. Welcome to this installment of Wound Liquor. We're going to be dealing with the fear of involved, mysterious, and overly firm handshaking. And it's not about being germophobic. That's not at the root of it. And maybe it's not even so much being fearful as in a burgeoning panic attack. Maybe it is more so a mixture of fear and the anticipation of something that will be annoying. It leads to maybe a febrile avoidance. So, I'm sure you've had plenty of experiences with people of all different walks of life, with seemingly very diverse types of greets and handshakes. And I have to tell you, I am someone who is a handshaker, but not overly firm. I am someone who's a hugger. And not overly firm. You know, an interesting side note is that there is anymore a lack of inhibition and much more of an acceptance of hugging. And it never used to be that way. I mean, you know, people, well, I can't say never used to be that way, but, you know, there is obviously appropriate and not appropriate hugging. But in terms of someone who's a friend of a friend or your friend, you know, there's just some kind of setting and some kind of a vibe that is very open and, you know, pleasant, the hugging thing can happen, but, you know, it's not always suitable. People don't like to be touched necessarily, and, you know, it's sort of a gender thing, you know. Men hugging men, women hugging men hugging women more specifically, women hugging women, I don't know. You know, think of any of these permutations and you will discover there are people who are reluctant and resistant to that particular form of affectionate greeting. I'm going to be talking more about the different styles of handshaking. And as I am doing so, I want you to think also about all those weird and upsetting moments where you all of a sudden were, your hand was pumped up and down, or, you know, was slathered in someone's sweat. You know, can be unpleasant, but more to that later. All right, enjoy. Good to have you here. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you. Must have been touching close to 94. WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and podcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss of remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Aloha, Mestre André. It was at Mestre André's store that I found these awesome Portuguese records. Every week I'll be going through some of my favorite Portuguese music, from classics to new fado or timba. Vira tu cante alejano. Tune in to Loja do Mestre André every Friday at 2 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Listen to Pick Me Home with Kenny Joe on Fridays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Tune into Pick Me Home. You'll hear tender little ditties that will lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Seems like hiya, Pops. You say the trumpet man practiced triple-tonguing for 3 days, and now when he talks, he sounds like Porky Pig? And you ask the female vocalist why she always ends up bawling the drummer, and she says it's in the charts. And your son's taking up jazz at Bob Jones U. He's majoring in chimes. And you're caught up in a way-out riff, and your tube ends up in Harry Connick's mouth. And you go to a record shop in Topeka and ask for something by Bird, and they hand you a Sesame Street six-pack. And you put together a swinging trio for bar mitzvahs, a jew's harp, a lyre, and a cat who plays scat ram's horn. Is that what's got you strumming the old uke, sideman?
Well, lift your head up high and blow your brains out. Henry Buss is watching. The big bands are back. Way back. When? New releases. Pavarotti sings Frank Zappa. Sherlock Holmes meets five guys named Moe. And let me tell you something else. He who makes hay while the sun shines gets picked up by the Vice Squad at night.
Hey there, hipster. You say you just finished an impromptu jam session that started in 1946 in Cleveland. You missed the Grammys and everything. And you're being sued by a 7-foot ghost of Stan Kenton. And when they asked your agent what the future is, he said all transvestite bands. And PBS is auditioning for musicians for a Dixieland spectacular, and you get edged out by Itzhak Perlman. And you're backed into an electric guitar and lost all your hair. And you did an outdoor rap concert in Bryant Park and swallowed a dirty pigeon. And it's all set. The Beatles have decided to team up one more time for a tribute to Bora Minovich. Is that what's taken the bop out of Hey Bobbery Bop today, Bobster?
Well, slap that bass, and while you're at it, hit the marks. Remember, if you lose your lip, there ain't no room for a cattle place washboard anymore. Tips go through the tulips these days, you get busted. New releases. Memorable Poughkeepsie record hops. Flute solos at 4 a.m. by Madonna. Don't be rude now. And let me tell you something else. A bird in hand feels funny.
Hiya, booby. You say you got booed at a doo-wop festival in Irkutsk? And Mick Jagger changed his style to boogie-woogie? And you landed a gig in Sioux Falls, and when it came to request time, they wanted to hear Trees? And Artie Shaw sat in one night, tried to reach a G above high C, and fell on four of his ex-wives? And you hit a couple of clinkers on Rampart Street, and you get spritzed with hot gumbo? And the wild tenor sax man took off on an atonal solo and inhaled his reed? And through some error, you've been booked into a series of afternoon teas in the atrium at the Lawrence Welk Museum? And instead of rippling rhythm where they blew bubbles, you all decided to piss into a tuba? Does all this seem to be interfering with your beat, booby?
Well, lift your kilt up high and swing those bagpipes. Remember when you were beating out Lady of Spain on wooden bones and soup spoons and you were banned from Newport? You want to forget those things, like the time you joined a combo on a cruise and got fired in mid-ocean. Those are the breaks. New releases that will never surface. Joan Sutherland at the bitter end. Sister Soldier sings Noel Coward. And remember, he who fiddles while Rome burns should have taken up valve trombone. What?
Anyone seen Buddy Rich's brushes.
Yeah. Yeah. Eddie Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. It was a great rock on tour. Very, very good guy. So we're talking about the fear of involved and mysterious and overly firm handshakes, and they could be sweaty, they could be embedded with glass shards, things that end up being unpleasant and cause some angst in anticipation. I don't know about you. I mean, I want you to reflect on all the different handshakes that have graced your past. I am sure some have been very memorable for a number of reasons, for basically and possibly lifting you off the ground, you know, given the firmness and strength of the handshaker. Or the idea of a really limp fingertips only handshake, man, that just, you know, it's not that I'm after squeezing anybody's hand that hard, but when it's limp and just, you know, a few fingers wide, it takes me aback. I you know, keep thinking maybe I apply too much pressure. You know, it's not that, you know, c'est la vie, whatever that person perceives to be the adequate expected etiquette given their comfort level, that's fine. It's just that it's very difficult to know how to match it after you've already gone at it with a completely different kind of handshake. And that's also one of the issues here, is you recoil thinking, did I squeeze it too hard? Did I not squeeze it enough? Am I manly enough? Am I not manly enough? Am I friendly enough? Am I a bore? Am I? Anyway, it goes on and on and on, and you kind of damage your psyche in that particular way. Now, have you ever shaken a hand that really, let's say, disturbed you to the point of the hackles raised on the nape of your neck, if that's where hackles are? I have. I was on a plane to Boston. I was actually going to Harvard. And the person next to me, I was all of like 20, 21, first plane ride. And the person next to me, after I sat down, I guess saw my youth. He was an older person, and he had me shake his... It's very traumatic to remember this. He had a hook for a hand. He had me shake his cold hook. And, you know, again, one of those unexpected things. You don't know how to prepare for something like that. You don't. And I was young, and, you know, when I landed, it caused me some angst, some grief. I had a terrible backache too that night and thought I'd have to return home. It was, you know, probably just stress-related. Another time I reached excitedly to pump somebody's hand and discovered it was a prosthetic. It was very rubbery and very embarrassing. So please ruminate on this and think about the whole social tying, interactional thing of handshakes, the greets that people do here in the West and in the non-Western universe. All right, well, anyway, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and it's time for something that's left of the radio calendar. And I'm going to deal, first of all, with my friend Steel City Squares. The Steel City Squares, they host monthly square dances, including April 13th and May 11th, but pay no mind, it's monthly. Dances are beginner and family-friendly. They're traditional Appalachian squares with a live band and collar. No experience is necessary. All dances are taught. Doors and potluck. an old time jam that's open at 7 p.m. Dances start at 8. All the dances take place at Shiloh Center.